October 18, 2025. Cybersecurity analysts are reporting a significant escalation in malicious activity, primarily driven by a new net malware strain, the CAPI backdoor, and an expansion of operations by the established threat group, Silver Fox. Today's developments highlight the continued sophistication of cyberattacks and the evolving tactics employed by malicious actors. The most pressing cybersecurity concern today centers around a previously unknown net malware, now being referred to as the CAPI backdoor. This malware is actively targeting organizations within the Russian automobile and e-commerce sectors through sophisticated phishing campaigns. Initial reports, stemming from a joint alert issued by the European Cybersecurity Agency, ECSA, and the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, indicate a sustained and targeted effort. The attack methodology involves distributing zip archives containing a deceptive Russian language document. Alongside this document, the archives also include a malicious Windows shortcut file, LNK. This LNK file utilizes the legitimate Rundle32 EXE process to execute the malware's payload, which is a file named Adobe DLL. This technique is a classic example of living off the land, LATEL, where attackers leverage existing, trusted system processes to conceal their malicious activity. According to ECSA's preliminary analysis, the CAPI backdoor's primary objective appears to be establishing persistent access to compromised systems. The malware operates by first verifying if it has administrator privileges. If granted, it then performs a detailed inventory of installed antivirus products on the affected system. This information is likely used to circumvent defenses or to further tailor the attack. Crucially, the CAPI backdoor establishes a covert connection to a command and control C2 server located at the address 91.223.75.96. This server is believed to be used for receiving instructions from the attackers and for exfiltrating stolen data. The exact nature of the data being stolen remains under investigation, but early indicators suggest it may include sensitive customer data, financial information, and intellectual property. The ECSA and CISA have issued warnings to organizations operating in the Russian automobile and e-commerce sectors, urging them to implement enhanced security measures, including bullet point, increased phishing awareness training. Asterisk employees need to be educated about recognizing and reporting suspicious emails. Bullet point, endpoint detection and response, EDR, solutions. Asterisk robust EDR systems are vital for detecting and responding to advanced threats. Bullet point, network segmentation. Asterisk limiting the potential impact of a breach by isolating critical systems. Bullet point, regular security audits, asterisk identifying and addressing vulnerabilities proactively. Adding to the cybersecurity landscape today is the confirmed expansion of operations by the threat group Silver Fox. Previously known for campaigns targeting organizations in China and Taiwan, Silver Fox has now broadened its attacks to include organizations in Japan and Malaysia, utilizing their signature holding hands RAT, also known as GH0 spins. The attack vector remains consistent with previous Silver Fox campaigns, phishing emails containing malicious PDF attachments. These attachments contain links that, when clicked, lead to the download and execution of the holding hands RAT. The RAT provides attackers with remote control access to compromised systems, allowing them to steal data, install additional malware, and disrupt operations. Targeting of Japan and Malaysia represents a significant geographic expansion for Silver Fox. While the specific motivations behind this expansion are not yet fully understood, analysts believe it could be driven by a desire to diversify their operations or to target specific industries within these countries. The group's consistent use of the holding hands, RAT, suggests a deliberate strategy focused on gaining persistent access to compromised systems. Technical analysis of the CAPI backdoor and the holding hands RAT is ongoing. Researchers are working to understand the full capabilities of these malware strains, identify potential vulnerabilities, and develop effective countermeasures. Specifically, efforts are focused on bullet point, reverse engineering, asterisk detailed analysis of the Adobe DLL payload and the holding hands RAT to uncover their functionalities and attack techniques. Bullet point, C2 server tracking, asterisk monitoring the 91.223.75.96 C2 server to identify the attackers and their command structure. Bullet point, victim identification, asterisk working with law enforcement agencies to identify and apprehend the individuals responsible for these attacks. The ECSA and CISA are collaborating with international partners to share intelligence and coordinate a global response to these threats. The ongoing investigation highlights the importance of information sharing and collaboration in the fight against cybercrime. Today's cybersecurity news is dominated by two key developments: the intensification of the CAPI backdoor campaign targeting Russian businesses, and the expansion of operations by the Silver Fox Threat Group, now active in Japan and Malaysia. Both incidents underscore the ongoing sophistication of cyberattacks and the need for organizations to maintain a proactive and layered security posture. The focus remains on technical analysis, victim identification, and international collaboration to mitigate the immediate risks and prevent further attacks. The situation remains fluid, and further updates will be provided as more information becomes available. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.